Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. And I'm so excited because my good friend Caroline Oceana Ryan is here with us today, and she's going to be talking to us about becoming your joyful, abundant, powerful fifth dimensional self. So when we're talking about raising your vibration, it's to be more of that fifth dimensional self. And so we're going to be going into the soul planes and working with the energy of a situation, experience, or relationship today. We're going to be revising areas of our lives that have always felt difficult with the help of higher beings who are able to heal situations at their vibrational center. We're going to heal and lift up our child self who doesn't see our higher vision and who often lives in the past. And we're going to lift and transmute the sting of old pain and trauma, absorbing the wisdom of those experiences while releasing the pain of them. So there's so much that we can talk about with regards to raising your vibration, becoming your joyful, abundant, powerful fifth dimensional self. And so I'm, you know, so excited to talk about that with Caroline. And for those of you who don't know, Caroline is an author, speaker, and channeler who has channeled information from angels and spirit guides since childhood. And she currently channels the divine wisdom and higher energies of the collective, a group of higher beings that includes the ascended masters, angels and archangels, the fairy elders, earth elementals, some of our galactic family members, and other higher guides. And they are here to support us as we ascend into fifth dimensional life. And Caroline is the author of 4 books channeled from the collective: The Ascension Manual, Parts 1 and 2, Abundance for All, The Lightworker's Way to Creating Money and True Wealth, and Connections, The Collective Speak on Romance and Friendship. And so all of these books are available in the Kindle store as well, and please do look for them. We're going to be sharing as part of the special offer parts of 2 of those books, so you'll see that later on when we talk about it. So Caroline has been with us many times on this show, and always such a pleasure and always such a gift. And I love the frequencies and the vibration that she and the collective bring to these calls. So I'm so excited that she is here. She is going to be taking live caller questions. So you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit questions on the Q&A. So please join me in welcoming Caroline and the collective to the show. Caroline, welcome.
Oh, thanks so much, Alara. And thank you for having me on again. And it's always wonderful to be here. And hello and huge blessings to everyone.
Beautiful. I don't know why suddenly my throat is like not cooperating with me, you know. It was perfectly fine before.
That's all right.
I wonder what is going to be cleared today during this call, right?
There's a possibility that's what it is.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. Today, you know, we're talking about becoming a joyful, abundant, powerful fifth dimensional self. So what does that look like to you? What does that mean? And, you know, that's part of what our, I guess, path is right now, isn't it? Becoming more of our fifth dimensional self, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's the ascension journey that we're all moving into. And I think that what joy and fulfillment and abundance, et cetera, is for one person is going to be very different from what it is to another person. So, you know, for some people, to them, abundance means total financial independence of, say, $100,000 a year or more, and they never have to do any work that they don't love, and they just have all these different passive income streams, or they're completely fulfilled in their relationship. You know, they're with somebody who maybe that's not their twin flame, but it's a beautiful soulmate, or they are at peace with their family relationships and doing work that fulfills them on and on, very healthy physically. And for someone else, there could be more of an emphasis on creative fulfillment or discovery or traveling the world or what have you. So it's different for each person. But the point is sort of, you know, we locate this place within ourselves that is producing a sense of peace, a sense of interconnection with our higher purpose. And this feeling that we're fulfilling what we came here to fulfill, and we really are allowing ourselves to enjoy life and not just slog our way through it. And that's a huge part of becoming our fifth dimensional self. Because what has happened in the third dimension, all these thousands of years that we've been living in this third density, is this extreme heaviness and this feeling that life is a struggle and that it's a matter of hard work. And you can't get from here to there without a lot of hard work and struggle and sacrifice and all these things that we're told make us, you know, closer to God, as the old phrase goes, mm-hmm. and keeps you sort of, keeps you straight, keeps you right. And, you know, that has nothing to do with joy and fulfillment. That's the old paradigm. And so we're coming out of this old idea of what, say, education or the religious institutions or the political institutions have taught us, that you have to work hard for everything. If you don't, it's not worth having. Or it doesn't matter how you feel, you have to do your duty about something, or, you know, to fulfill your duty. Go to work even though you hate it every day because it pays the bills. Take the medicine. If it tastes bad, that means it works. Mm-hmm. And we're just coming out of that and deciding, you know, as a higher being, I don't live in struggle. Someone who is aligned with their soul, I don't feel that I'm full of lack. I don't feel I have to prove myself every minute to show I'm worthy of someone's love, or feel that I'm not a worthy person if there's no one in my life who is nuts about me at the moment. You know, if I'm not in love with the right person, or if I don't make a certain amount of money, then I haven't you know, hit that finish line yet. I've just got to keep working, working, working. And of course, people spend their whole lives in that moment of striving, always leaning forward, and they're not in the present. And higher beings live completely in the present. They're not full of the past. They're not held back by it. They're not obsessed with the future, you know, to the point where they don't even see what's going on around them. Pardon. So, it's a matter in some ways of coming into the present. It's a matter in some ways of appreciating ourselves and everything we have done for ourselves, to stop striving as if we have to earn the right to be on the planet, to mm-hmm. stop constantly stressing and straining because we're not able to manipulate and control outer events in ways that make us feel fulfilled. It doesn't come down to that. As we increasingly become our fifth dimensional selves, and align with our soul properties, those beautiful strengths and abilities that our soul possesses that we've been a bit cut off from, you know, in human life. As we increasingly come into alignment with all that, we stop stressing and worrying about being perfect. We stop feeling we have to manipulate outer events or constantly react to them. And we find our quiet center and we stay in that. And when there's a feeling of lack inwardly, like I'm not sure I'm strong enough to handle this issue, or I'm not sure I have the wisdom for this issue over here, we can get quiet, go into that space where we tap into our higher self's wisdom, talk to, as I call them, your support team or spirit team of angelic guardians, spirit guides, higher self, and you're tapping into their beautiful inherent wisdom and everything they're just dying to tell you all the time. They're just champing at the bit, wanting to let you know you don't have to struggle with this. Let's look at this from a higher viewpoint. And as you're aligning with your soul, you're saying, and we'll do an exercise for that today, you're saying, look, I don't feel like I really understand this. For instance, there are aspects of being middle-aged that I just cannot grasp. I just don't get it. You know, the societal expectations, or maybe my own, that just don't fit who I really am at the core. So I think we all carry around these sort of preconceived ideas about what life is supposed to be like when you're 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 or what have you. And they're not necessarily helpful, and they're not necessarily who you and I are intrinsically as our most authentic selves. So that's what, you know, these meditations are on about, you know, and the special offer. And that's what we're talking about today, basically. And the collective are just this really lovely group of higher beings who are here to guide us and help us to stop stressing, help us to see the joy and the beauty of life, stop blaming ourselves or other people as if we were all passive recipients of things we can't control, and start seeing ourselves as powerful co-creators and also members of a huge galactic family, which is showing itself to us more and more these days, which I think is very beautiful. So we're in a powerful moment of transition on the planet, and all the more so coming into, in a few days, starting Mercury retrograde, which can stir things up, but also coming into the winter, or in, if you're in the southern hemisphere, the southern summer solstice, which is in a beautiful time of shift and change. And, you know, after the winter solstice, the days get longer. We're just receiving increasing amounts of light. And there's also sort of a burst of energy from the sun and the solstices. And we can use that, you know, for our own intentions and to focus on what we're co-creating with the universe. So that's what we're talking about today, basically. Yes. Thanks.
Beautiful. And, you know, this, you know, the theme for this season is about raising your vibration, right? And we talk about that all
yes.
the time and how that's so vital. But it's a matter of, you know, raise your vibration, tap into your infinite wisdom, and then proceed forward, right? Then continue to move forward, right? So,
that's how it's been shown to me, yes, and a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So how do you do that? Like, how do you raise your vibration and then tap into your knowing and move forward? Because sometimes, you know, we are busy raising our vibration a lot, but we're, then it's like that, then that's it. That's where, then it's like, then nothing else happens after that. So for me, I'm a doer, an action oriented type of person. So I'm always moving forward. But even sometimes, even I get into that spot where it's like, okay, I don't know. I'm not getting any message. I'm like, you know, I'm tapping in, but they're not talking to me.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And I realized that maybe it's this right now where it's this time of transition and change that's happening, you know?
Yes. Well, in channeling sessions and in group sessions that I do, we talk about this a lot because this is a huge issue. Many people will come to me and say, I'm trying to hear my team. I hear absolutely nothing when I go to them for guidance, or I'm asking my higher self or my soul or the universe or archangels or what have you. Some people are beautifully tapped in and they just hear and feel this wonderful, you know, presence, this wonderful guidance. It's important to understand that as soon as you ask for guidance, it begins to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be open to it coming to you energetically, and not only in terms of words, discernible terms, words that you hear in your
mm-hmm.
inner ear. That is wonderful to have that kind of direction, but there are other ways to tap into that beautiful guidance. And if you say to your team, look, I'm not hearing you inwardly, so I need you to just infuse your wisdom, infuse my thoughts with your wisdom, just, you know, send me ideas that will just come up in my everyday thought, which is clearly higher wisdom and higher direction. So just pop those ideas in there. I give you permission to use my own thinking, my own conscious mind, to reach me. Some people also will say, give me outer signs. Give me outer signals and outer forms of information. And sometimes, you know, your eye will fall on something you're reading. I say this
mm-hmm.
a lot. And I have found it to be true for myself as well. Or you'll hear
yeah.
something, or someone will suddenly email you about something and you realize that's it. That's what I've been looking for. Some people use muscle testing, which can be helpful. Or they use a pendulum. And that's good for, that sort of thing is good for yes and no answers. It doesn't answer, those methods don't answer every question on God.
Mm-hmm.
It's green earth or in the universe, but it can be a real help. It can really
yes.
be a huge help. So I suggest all of those methods to people. I tell them it's okay if you don't immediately hear. And the collective say this as well. That's where I get the information that it's all right if you don't immediately hear an answer when you ask something. You can try what people have called automatic writing or channeling. You can write out a question to your higher self and then let them answer through you. Most
mm-hmm.
people are able to channel without realizing it, but just sit down with pen and paper or, you know, empty computer dark and just start allowing that to come forward. Now notice how you feel as it's coming in. Do you feel lifted? Do you feel kind of elevated and expanded? Do you feel more positive? Do you feel get a feeling of lightness and rightness, as they say, about what's coming in? Or do you feel it's a bit heavy, a bit condemning, that sort of a thing? Be careful because you can bring in, you know, you can get a bit of interference. You can bring in something that someone who isn't your higher self. So you need to specify before you sit down to channel your higher self and before you write out that question and then just letting him or her answer you. You need to specify only that which is of divine love and divine light comes through me now. Only that which is of the office of the Christ and only the office of the Christ. And that doesn't really have anything to do with Christianity. It has to do with the crystalline energy, thought forms and consciousness,
mm-hmm.
higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and well, also the logos for this planet. But it's just very important to invite in only that which is of divine love and divine wisdom. And once you maintain that focus and that expectation, you will be vigilant and very discerning to make sure that only that which is of higher love comes through in what you're channeling. And then also there's sort of, you know, writing out affirmations about something that you, say you don't have wisdom or direction or guidance about something. Write out that I know what to do and I do it is a lovely old fashioned affirmation that I've always enjoyed saying. Or I am being divinely led to do the right thing now as far as selling the house, looking for a new job, you know, finding a new partner, whatever it is that you're doing. And just affirm that. And the collective always say, let your subconscious react on the right-hand side of the page. And you'll see that there's some resistance there. So write it again. I am creating this, or I am tapping into the wisdom for this now. And then again, react on the right-hand side of the page. And just let these subconscious, you know, refusals or contradictions come up. It might say, no, I'm not, or are you kidding, or something like that. And you keep writing the affirmation and keep reacting until you come up with something positive two or three times on the right-hand side of the page. You might have to write it 8 or 10 times or more. But at that point, you've switched your subconscious belief from blocking that guidance, from no longer believing it can reach you, to accepting that it can reach you. And to accepting that it's there. And then you start to trust that it's there and you open up to it energetically. You open up to it subconsciously. You can also ask for dreams for clarity. You can ask for, as I say, outer visual symbols. You can ask to be led to the right practitioner who will help you open a door in your energy that has been closed for a long time. So there are a lot of different ways. I would say when you're talking about raising your vibration, you know, if you go into a meditative state, if you just get quiet, if you get very centered, some people do this listening to higher vibrational music or binaural beats or, you know, the Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls. However you do it, however you get quiet, just concentrate on your breathing or have quiet time out in Mother Nature. That is actually already raising your vibration. And then when you open up to that higher wisdom, just say, look, if I don't hear it, you're going to have to send it to my subconscious so it rises up to the, into the heart mind in the right time and way. Or send me it in some outer way or what have you. Send it to me in the way that I'll receive it clearest. And then keep nudging them, keep bugging them until you really get the answers you need. And that's not because anyone's trying to hide something from you. It's because the clearer you are in your intent, the less likely something can be kept from you. You know, it's sort of like the person who's really determined to start their own business and really make a go of it and do well or find a new place to live or a new job. They're really determined and they're looking into it a lot. They're so much more likely to create something really terrific than the person who's very lackadaisical about it or only thinks about it occasionally. Because when you focus on something, when you have your energies full of the powerful intention, this just opens doors in the universe. The whole universe sits up and takes notice when you do that. And if you can create symbols in your home, pictures of something you want to create, or, you know, symbols of abundance, images of abundance or love or whatever it is, good health, whatever it is you want to create for yourself, greater spiritual growth, greater self-knowledge. If you can create symbols around you, have images around you that are very positive and inspiring. This also, you know, the energy of that then catches fire in your subconscious and in your whole consciousness. And it makes it, it smooths the way. It's just that, you know, vibrational road paving you hear about. It's just really, really powerful and really enlightening to realize that the universe always hears us and responds in kind. It's never cut away from us. It's always just mirroring back, or, you know, it's a big hologram. You put into that program whatever you want, and it's going to create that for you. But it really waits to see what it is that you're creating, what you're expecting, what you're intending. And what most people do is they forget about intention and they just go on their default expectations of life, which can be pretty low, depending on whether your parents were positive thinking people or not, depending on what you feel you deserve, depending on what your religious training told you comes to people from, to your social class or your level of spiritual understanding. You know, there are all these ridiculous walls built up around us. And this is the perfect time to really dissolve them and make sure they stay dissolved. But that starts in our own intention. It's not something that somebody can give to us. Mm-hmm. Just if everyone can just form the intention right now that mm-hmm. they're going to dissolve the pattern, the subconscious pattern, the biggest one that holds them back in life, just take a moment and concentrate on your breathing. And breathe in deeply through the nose with mouth closed, and then let out slowly through the mouth. And just concentrate on that breathing for a moment. And what you're breathing in is this beautiful intention to dissolve the heaviest, the densest pattern holding you back in life, whatever it is, never mind where it came from or how long it's been with you, how many earth lives or how many years in this earth life. Don't worry about that. Just breathe in a powerful intention to dissolve it. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out to the universe. I'm creating this. This is it. I'm dissolving this old pattern, and it's not going to hold me back anymore. I'm putting in its place something which is incredibly empowering and which enhances my life journey and my life mission. So you just give yourself a moment to do that. It may surprise you. You may get an image of what that pattern is. Might not be what you're expecting. If you don't know what the pattern is, that's all right, because your higher self knows. So just give it over to him or her. Let them sort of breathe through you. And my guess for a lot of people is that their biggest stumbling block is this lack of self-love. Sort of a smallness, you know, in their expectations of themselves or their lives. So that might be based in fear, might be based in low self-esteem, doesn't matter. Just form the intention now to dissolve whatever this dense pattern is. And you're just breathing out the new reality that you're creating. Whatever that's going to be, give that over to your higher self because they know what's best for you. So I would say just continue with that for a little bit, you know, while we talk about other things. Just notice that your breathing is engaged in that.
Beautiful. Yes, thank you.
Carry that with you. Yes, sure.
Absolutely. And that's something that we can continue to do while we are talking. So I know that there's people mm-hmm. that have questions. They've raised their hand or they've already submitted questions on the Q&A. So when did you want to take questions? Before or after we go through the process?
Well, I'll bring in the collective now mm-hmm. and they can take us through a process which I think will lift people's energies, mm-hmm. like what you were describing, the beginning of the program. And yeah. then maybe we can have the questions then. This doesn't have to take long. It's something everyone
Perfect.
Can do.
Yeah,
if you just want to, absolutely happy to. If everyone just wants to go back into that lovely deep breathing where you're breathing in through the nose. And then with mouth closed and then breathing out with the mouth. And do it slowly, deliberately. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue with that for a bit. Keep doing that. We'll ask Archangel Michael to come in with his Sword of Truth Excalibur so that only truth is spoken here. Namaste, Lord. And we'll ask as well Divine Mother to be present with her beautiful energies of rebirth, of love and healing, and of renewal. So we welcome her now. Namaste, Mother. And just give me a moment and I'll bring in the collective and just carry on with that deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
want to put your hand on your heart. Well, greetings, dear ones. We are very pleased to have this time to speak with you today. And as we look out at this beautiful group, those listening as we speak and those who will be listening on the replay, we are more than honored to be among you. And we see many brilliant lights full of the anticipation of the new earth that you yourselves are helping to create. All of you working together is a network of brilliant light, strengthening one another and reflecting one another's abilities in very beautiful ways. There's a beautiful enhancement and also a coordination of abilities and gifts. So you want to carry on with your deep breathing. And if you can see this pillar of divine golden light pouring down from Alcyon, the great central sun, it's just going to fill every bit of you. Filling every molecule. Pouring down deep into the earth, into the great crystals, which share this beautiful light with the crystalline energy grid, and then back up again into your body. Filling your heart with a brilliant light that spreads out further and further until it fills the entire earth and beyond. And you want to travel up that beautiful pillar of divine golden light. And you go going up further and further, up into the higher planes. Until you come into the soul planes, which is a beautiful place of peace and light. And there are many souls gathered here. This is your soul family and your twin flame. And there's much love and support around you, much encouragement and wisdom. See if you can feel the love of their presence. And even if you can't feel it, know that it is there for you. Now you're going to call to you that beautiful, cool flame of white or blue or lavender, whatever you imagine is fine. But that particular flame is the flame of your own soul. You want to draw closer and closer to this beautiful, brilliant light. And you will feel the warmth of its love, its acceptance of you, its incredible wisdom. This is a presence you have known and you have been for many, many thousands of earth years and beyond. It exists in this place of no time. So as it is infusing you with its light and its encouragement and its love and wisdom, every part of your life is benefiting from that, past, whatever you call past, present, or future, it doesn't matter. It's lending light to everything so that your perception of every part of your life is shifting to a higher level. And now just flow or step into that beautiful flame. It's cool, it's easy to be in. It's just pure light. And feel surrounded by it. Allow yourself to feel the beauty of its presence. So you're free of a body in this place. You're just flowing. You're, of course, still etherically connected to your physical body on earth. But in this place, you're pure spirit, you're pure energy. And you're remembering what that feels like. Now, we want you to just hand over to your soul anything in your life that you have not been able to work out. You just are out of solutions, or you feel you lack direction, where to live next, where to work next, what to do with your relationship or lack of it, a health issue, a family issue, whatever it is, it's just got you a bit stymied. There's something in that issue that you came to specifically grow stronger in, to expand in. And your soul absolutely understands this, because this is a beautiful being who knows all the contracts you have on this earth, understands your DNA code, understands everything that occurred in your childhood and every earth life you've ever lived, and can also see what is building on the future timeline on earth and in your own life. So with your higher good in mind and the higher good of everyone around you, you're going to just intrinsically sort of draw forth, breathe in all the wisdom your soul has on this issue. Doesn't matter whether you feel any different or hear anything or sense anything. If you hold the intention, it is occurring. Just breathe that in. Breathe in all that light. And see this area of your life just being infused with a brilliant light. It's just pouring in, sort of the way you might see mist pouring in to an area. It's full of light. And it's illuminating every bit of this issue for you. So as you're breathing in light to this and any other part of your life that you just feel to be at a bit of a loss with. And again, a lot of this, as our writer was saying, at the base of it is a lack of self-love. So this is the second thing we want you to ask and call forth and require from your soul, is a greater infusion of self-love, self-respect, higher self-esteem. Just breathe that in right now. So it's not really about the outer issues you're seeing now. It goes much deeper than that, and it's much simpler than that. And you're gaining clarity on every issue in your life that has just been embedded with some lower frequency and defined by some form of density, some old pattern that is just really no longer suiting you, just doesn't suit you anymore as you move into fifth dimensional reality. So you find you're able to relax more easily. You're able to flow with life, to stay in the center of the current, in the present moment, much, much more easily. You're able to see yourself in higher ways. And this is the last thing we want you to ask of your soul. That your own self-image would transform so that you see yourself as a light being. A beautiful being of intrinsic wisdom, grace, love, compassion. And yet you're able to draw a line between other people's energies or the energy of a situation and your own energies. You have clear boundaries. You have complete self-respect. You don't take on other person's troubles as if they were your own to solve. You don't blame yourself every time an outer situation doesn't work out. You take responsibility where needed, but then you let go. So just know that you can come back to this place at any time and just sort of just present to your soul. Once you have melded with it, just present to it anything that you find difficult, anything that you cannot seem to work through at the moment. And say to it, I know you have the power, the wisdom, the grace, the clarity I'm looking for. And I require that you share that with me now. Lift me to a higher level on this issue and every issue so that it becomes second nature to me to get quiet, to get centered, and to look for the wisdom that opens the door to the base issue, the core issue, not just the obvious outer issue. And then you're going to deal with these situations on that level. And in so doing, dear ones, you're healing whole lifetimes of trauma, pain, all kinds of density. All kinds of behaviors that you engaged in or witnessed or had put upon you, which were very dense and which you carry with you to this day, but now they need to be lifted to a higher level, transmuted. So when you're ready, thank your soul, thank your beautiful spirit team for being with you on this journey, your soul family, your twin flame, tell them that you love them. Thank them for being with you at every moment. Ask to feel their presence more often, more tangibly. And just come down that pillar of divine golden light when you're ready. Back into the room, back into your body. But you're going to bring that beautiful, peaceful presence of your soul with you. And that's going to remain with you. If you feel ever that you need to revisit that, then absolutely, you can do that in just a few moments. Just go up into the soul plane, step into your soul's energy, and tell it what you need some enlightenment on. Wonderful. Thank you, dear ones.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That was so easy. I love that.
Of course. Of course.
So, yeah, exactly. As it should be. It should be easy. And wow, it just that process, just being able to do that, and it's so it's lightened me up quite a bit, and it brought to the surface, I guess you could say, what that was for me, you know. And so it's like, huh. Interesting. So thank you.
Of course. We're honored to assist.
So would you like to take some questions from the callers?
Yes. Now? This is fine. Yes.
Yes. All right. Great. So we're going to go. So we have some questions on the Q&A. We have some questions from live callers. So we're going to go to the phone line first, and then we'll take some questions from the, we'll go back and forth. So we're going to go to the phone number ending in 2406. 2406, I'm going to unmute you.
Oh,
hello?
Thank you.
Hi,
thank you. Hi.
Who's this?
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. This is Patty. I was wondering if you had any messages that came through for me, if that's something you could do.
Yes, we can invite your lovely spirit team of guides, angels, and higher self to be present with us now, so we welcome them. Namaste, dear ones. Is there a particular area of life that you have a question on in particular?
I guess my next step for, you know, I'm feeling really stuck, so I'm just wondering about my next, you know, how to get unstuck.
And so you are referring to your work, your life work, or?
Yes. Yes.
Or growth. They began almost immediately speaking about your work, and they're saying that you're not really giving yourself enough credit for the abilities that you have. A lot of this is what one could call intrinsic abilities, energy abilities, ability to sense energy, to see it inwardly. In the mind's eye, it's not actually, you know, physically see it. We're just going to listen for a moment, see what else they're saying. One moment.
Thank you.
Well, they're saying that you're able very well to see where people and also animals are, but they're steering you more toward people. You're able to see where they are in terms of what they're struggling with, the sort of help that they need. You could, you know, be helping people, steering them toward the right sort of counseling or social work or, you know, group support, energy work, that sort of a thing. You could do some of that yourself if you wanted to. It's a question of saying, what skills do I most enjoy using and how do I most want to help people during the day? But you're really able to sense what people are going through, whether or not you're aware of that. You're able to sense where they are in life and what they're experiencing and what's coming up for them, what they're unconsciously creating as well, which is a very, very interesting ability.
Oh,
if you can
so
are
much.
Able to share that with people, yes, if you're able to find a way to share that with people, whether you want to be an energy worker or, you know, energy healer or channeler or spiritual counselor.
I have taken Reiki, but I didn't know if that was something I was supposed to do as a profession or just for myself and, you know, my family.
They're saying, yes, indeed. They're saying that would be a good start. That would be a start. There's more for you to do beyond that, helping people in terms of, you know, speaking with them as well as working with energy. But that would be wonderful because you would be developing your energy sensing and energy shifting, one might say, energy shifting abilities all the further. So they're just saying, dear one, give yourself some credit. We could say this to everyone for these beautiful gifts you've been given and start actively using them. Yes, indeed. Even if you just start out part-time at first, you know, and you have a regular job and then you're doing just a few Reiki sessions a week. See how that goes for you, you know, that sort of a thing. Yes, indeed. These days it's not difficult or expensive to put a website together. There are even free ones. So just get started where you can, dear one. Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you both.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to, hold on, we're going to go to the Q&A. There's a question on the Q&A, lots of questions on the Q&A. So I have a question from Rose, and she's saying her question is relating to abundance and money and what it is that is preventing me from experiencing the joyful freedom associated with having more financial flow now. She said, I've done much inner work on this, yet the energy feels so heavy currently. What would it take to be in alignment with the higher vibrational energies of receiving money and financial freedom and flow? I'm grateful for your assistance on how to break through and embody this abundance.
Mm-hmm. All right, wonderful. Again, we're going to ask this dear one's team to come in. We do this with everyone because we are not anyone's authority per se, so you don't get your answers from us. You get them from your own higher self. And those people whom you brought in before incarnating, who are going to lend you their support and their wisdom, we're just helping them do their job, just building a bridge, so that you can then get into the habit of speaking with your lovely support team or spirit team each day. So we're just going to bring them in. Namaste, dear ones. And we're just going to listen for a moment to see what they're saying. One moment. Well, what they're saying is not unusual. we can see, just looking at this dear one's energies, we're going to work for with it for a moment, and if anyone else wishes to be open to receive this sort of work, just say yes inwardly or outwardly. It's up to you. And what we're doing is opening up. It's as if there's sort of stiff walls or boundaries around this dear one, that she's decided money can only come in certain ways or from certain jobs, in certain amounts. There's just a lot of restrictions and boundaries that don't need to be there. So we're helping to dissolve that in her consciousness. We're opening up that whole huge channel, the abundance channel. And her team are saying this as well, that there's just a restriction in her expectation and in her thinking. Now, a fun and easy thing you can do is to write down at the end of the day 10 ways in which abundance came to you unexpectedly. Whether it's the sun came out today and I thought it would be cloudy all day, or I heard from a loved one who lives far away from me, or I had a wonderful lunch, or someone gave me a bit of chocolate, or $5 extra came to me today. Whatever it is, write it down. And what you're doing is you're informing your subconscious that abundance can come to you in countless ways. In fact, it's very helpful to keep a thankfulness journal. Every single day, write down all the things you're thankful for, money-wise and otherwise. Abundance is really everything. It's good health, it's peace of mind, it's well-being. It's knowing your life work and your life mission and fulfilling it to the best of your ability at any one time. It's knowing who to expend energy on as far as your heart connections to others and who to let go of. And it's also the sense, inner sense of wisdom about what is really important for you as an individual, and then release everything else, even if some of the demands come from really big influences, societal or family influences. Pardon. You can release those if they're not part of your higher path and part of your higher good. So we're just going to work with that energy for a moment. And what we're doing is working with the subconscious. Something interesting might be to use that affirmation process we talked about earlier, only this dear one's going to write out, I am receiving money in hundreds of different ways every month, and I give thanks. And then on the right-hand side of the page, pardon, let your subconscious react. And then keep writing that affirmation until the reaction on the right-hand side of the page is positive. And likewise, instead of saying money, you could say I'm receiving abundance in hundreds of different ways every week. Mm-hmm. But it's important to notice that abundance coming in, to give thanks for it with that thankfulness journal, to celebrate it. And then your team are also saying it's important to give away a percentage of everything you receive. If you don't feel that you can give 8 or 10%, 10 is a number of increase, so that's why people like to give 10%. That's a very sort of magical number in that respect. If you don't feel you can do that at the moment, you start out with 5% of everything you receive. Give it to someone who inspires you, person, an organization, what have you. Give it to someone whose work you believe in. It's important just to give from the heart. And then as you're doing that, you're opening the way to receive even more. And the universe says, well, you feel you have enough to give away. That's fantastic. It's sort of like there's a channel of money flowing to you. When you give, you broaden that channel all the more. You widen it. And nature always responds, you know, this is why they say nature abhors a vacuum. If it sees the space, it will take up that space. Just as when you want, say, a new armchair or a new sofa in your living room, leave space for it and keep visualizing that beautiful piece of furniture arriving. The openness in the space you have attributed to this new piece of furniture, that sort of opens things up energetically for the universe to then fulfill your expectation, but you have to create room for it. And giving creates room to receive more. It sounds a little funny, sounds almost a little counterintuitive. How am I going to get more by giving? But that is exactly how it works. Because when you give, your subconscious is forced to conclude you have more than enough money. You have so much, you're able to give some away. And then it begins to fulfill that. If you don't give, if you're fearful, your subconscious concludes, uh-oh, we're always out of money. I don't have anything to spare. And that's exactly what you begin to live out. So we're going to continue to flow those energies, dear one, to you and to anyone open to them. And there is an abundance group on our writer's website, which you may want to look into. And these are the sorts of issues we deal with in the every other week abundance calls. But it's very important that you become conscious of every form of abundance that comes to you and to be thankful for it. Anything you concentrate on is going to increase. This is why you will hear spiritual teachers say, don't concentrate on your bills. Concentrate on your savings and give thanks for it. Concentrate on what's coming in and give thanks for it. And never be afraid to give, because that only absolutely affirms that you always have more than enough. So we thank these dear ones, your team, for helping us. And we'll continue to send those energies, dear one, of course.
Thank you. So we're going to go to the phone line. We're going to go to phone number ending in 8402. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Can you hear me okay? Because I have my speaker on.
Okay. We can.
What I'm doing with also is just feeling stuck in creating financial stability, where I'm borrowing money, and like every day I keep working and working to get something going, and I feel like my wheels are just spinning and I'm not getting anywhere. And I'm just wondering if there's something that's blocking me, because I can see myself being a creative and I can see this all happening, but for some reason it's not. So is there anything that's possibly blocking me?
Mm-hmm. All right. So we invite in your beautiful spirit team of angels, guides, higher self. So we welcome them now. Greetings, dear ones. Just going to have a look at your energy, and we're going to listen for a moment to what your team are saying as well. So just one moment. We do see some fearfulness there, and the sort of almost an expectation that you won't be able to bring in equal to what you're giving out, which is not unusual. You're working independently, is that right?
Yes.
You're sort of afraid of giving too much. Now, this is an interesting conundrum. If you concentrate on giving, including giving to yourself, always include yourself in that, you're going to receive a lot more, as we were saying earlier, than if you're concentrating on, am I going to receive enough? Because just that question weaves an anxiety through your energy, which nullifies a lot of your abundance capacity. Now, we're just going to listen for a moment to what your team was saying for a moment. All right. Are you offering services or products for free to people to let them know that they can trust you, and then increasingly bring them in with increasing levels of commitment as far as paying you for those products or services? Do you see how we're talking about moving in steps, and this is what your team are saying as well?
I do.
If you can offer people. Yes.
It does make sense. I'm trying to get into social media marketing where I would help small businesses. But you're right, I would need for them to trust me, so I'd probably have to
absolutely
give them my services
absolutely
for free first. So, yeah, that makes total sense.
Either a product or an introductory consultation, or whatever you want to call it, or initial consultation and offer that for free and let it be something which has some real meat to it, not just a basic description of what you can do or what you've done for others, but an obvious example of what something things they need to do for themselves without you sort of, you know, doing so much for them they never need to come back to you again. Just give them 20 or 30 minutes of a basic sort of, all right, what's your biggest dilemma here, and then your insights into how they can solve that. But you know, you're not going to give a full detail on that, but you're going to give them indication of your ability. And doing this, opening up this way, offering people something without expecting anything in return, sort of solidifies not just your presence in their mind as being responsible and capable and able to help them. It creates a sort of aura, a sort of higher vibration around the whole business that you're already successfully doing, what you're telling people you can do. And then the money comes forward from that. But don't be afraid to give of something first. That is important because it's just, it's hard for people to know who to trust straight off the bat, unless you have a lot of testimonials that are just, you know, full of praise for your abilities. And even then it's difficult because so many business people are quite cagey, you know. They want proof that it'll be worth putting out any money for at all.
Right. I appreciate that. I mean, yes, I really understand how that will help
me. Be very clear. Not only, as they say, on the features of what you offer people, but the actual tangible benefits in terms of, on your website when you're describing what you do for people. If you can help them increase their revenues or expand their, you know, their brand, say so. You know, that sort of a thing. They're looking for actual, really meaty, you know, ideas, not just principles, but results, outcomes and results. And when they spot what they really want for themselves, then they begin to open up and are willing to give you a chance. So we would say try that, dear one. Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
Of course. Many blessings.
Yeah. Thank you, Amy. Okay. Wonderful. So we're going to go, hold on 1 second. We're going to just, I want to take a question from Natasha. And she's saying, I'm aware that I only attract guys who want a casual fling with no commitment, whereas I want a loving union. I don't know why I'm attracting this.
Hmm. All right. Well, she's accidentally broadcasting a vibration that is drawing in a particular sort of man rather than what she prefers. So we're going to ask her team to step in. Greetings, dear ones. Just going to listen for a moment and have a look at her energy. 1 second. All right. Now, there are different ways of looking at this, and we want to say we're not in any way judging or calling anyone, you know, saying they're being unwise or this or that. But something that a lot of people will do, both men and women, is when they meet someone, they concentrate on being very, very sweet, very charming, sort of playing up or building up that person's ego a bit, and just being there for them in the sense that they're reflecting all back to them all of their favorite qualities and just letting them shine. And they're not really sharing much of themselves. And that's what this dear one's team is saying, that she needs to just more be herself a bit and not concentrate on whether the fellow likes her or not. And just open up to getting to know him as a person and asking questions about his life and listening and not just being fascinated because one is supposed to be charmed and fascinated. That gives the impression that, you know, you would just be easygoing and happy with a lot of different men. You want to make sure that the impression you're leaving is you find this particular man very interesting. And allow yourself to be talking to people who don't necessarily seem to be as gregarious, as social and confident, let yourself get to know people who have a bit more depth than those who are always sort of, you know, out and about and being social and easygoing and everything's a laugh. You know, tell your team, I really want to meet someone who has a lot of strength and quality and depth, and I want something long-term. So I need to shift my energy toward that and my expectations and how I behave around men and the sort of men I automatically talk to. And I also need to call out to the spirit of the man who is right for me. And to do this, we would say, you know, this is why people create vision boards that list all the attributes they're looking for. If you're not clear with the universe about what you're looking for, if you will settle and go out with someone who doesn't seem to have a lot in common with you or whom you only have a very sort of surface commonality with, if you're willing to be open to the lighter stuff just so you won't be alone or just because you think something might come of it, that blocks the universe from bringing something much deeper and more resonant to you. So you want to write down all the qualities you want and expect. And the fact that someone is sort of, you know, tall and good looking should not be at the top of the list. Think of the fact that you want to connect with them beautifully on a spiritual level. Certainly you want to be attracted to them and them to you. But you want to connect on a level where you're able to share your dreams of life. You're able to share your visions and your intentions and your areas of focus. You're able to be there for one another as friends. And this is why your team is saying, concentrate on finding a gentleman who will be a wonderful friend. And you will know instinctively if he's also at least a bit attracted to you and available. You know, he needs to be not only single, but available emotionally. So make that obvious in your list as well. And if you want to create a vision board where you're actually picturing yourself being joyful, include a way that you paste your head on top of the picture of the bride and a lovely groom beside you. If you want to get married, then start, or to live with someone for a long time, and start picturing that in very solid ways. You're going to have to be very clear with the universe what you expect. Because what has been going on, dear one, is this frequency you've been carrying for a while. There are different reasons for it, and it's certainly not a bad thing, but it's not answering to what you want. It's not fulfilling. It's not leading you down the right path. So you just want to say to your team every morning, get your list in hand and say, this is what I'm looking for. If I should add other attributes, other characteristics, as far as, you know, I want to have a great sense of humor. I want to love children and animals, and being outdoors, what have you. Environmental consciousness, that sort of thing. Whatever's important to you, write that down and say, if I need to add something else, tell me. But this is what I'm looking for, and not this easygoing sort of go out with you for a few times and then that's it sort of thing. And if you don't require it, dear one, it's not likely to come to you because you're shifting your energy very, very clearly from one thing to another. This is sort of like, you know, with the abundance questions. If someone's only ever drawn in a certain amount each year, or they find they can't get past that amount that their father or their mother made, they just can't push through that ceiling that's over their head. They have to be incredibly clear and speak very clear words. Words of command to the universe. I now command forth a steady income of 10,000 a month or 8,000, whatever it is. I now command forth a life free of all debt and financial pressure and pure financial bliss and peacefulness. And for you, it would be, you know, I now command and call forth the most beautiful committed relationship with the man who is absolutely right for me in every way. And when we learn from one another, because not every day is going to be perfect and easygoing, but when we learn from one another, we do so in ways that are graceful and calm and really support us and our growth and our higher good. And, you know, speak it aloud as an affirmation. Affirm it to your team, affirm it to the universe and to yourself. You might want to put affirmations up in your house if you're free to do that, or put them where you'll see them every day. My perfect partner is with me now, and I give thanks. And we don't say perfect meaning you'll never make a mistake. We say perfect meaning that you're each there for the other's higher good as well as their own, and that you trust one another and believe in one another on a whole higher level than the sort of connection that you're referring to, that you've been accidentally falling into. And your vibration got set there when you were quite young, but you can reset it, dear one. Absolutely, you can revise that. And you can do affirmations visualizations, where you go into the higher planes and you work with your spirit team to shift whatever it is you need to shift, whether it's your DNA, old patterns, relationship, your relationship to your father, whatever it is you need to shift. Work with it as energy and say to your team, you're going to have to show me how to do this. I'm not even sure what the root of this is, but we need to work on this, because I'm not going to live with this situation any longer. And it takes that sort of forward thinking and that sort of progressiveness and that sort of command to shift an old pattern or a deep-seated one. You really have to grab it by the tail, as they say. So we're flowing energies to you now and anyone else who wishes to accept them. And you're just going to break out of this old pattern. See yourself differently and begin behaving differently around men. It has to be both. If there's something basically in your vibration, which men respond to, certain men respond to, that keeps drawing the same situation to you over and over again, and you don't want that. So we'll see if your team have anything else in a moment. Yeah, they're just pointing out you don't quite believe it yourself yet that you're capable of drawing in the sort of man that you really want. So writing it out as an affirmation, writing a list of these, these wonderful traits you want them to have, picturing it, all that makes it all the more real. And then your subconscious begins to accept it. That's the important thing. Work with the affirmations where you're responding on the right-hand side of the page. See what your subconscious is saying, because that's been holding you back. But it doesn't have to, dear one. You're calling the shots here. You're the co-creator. So we'll continue flowing those energies to you and anyone else who's open to them. Many blessings.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Natasha, for your question. And we're going to go to the phone line, phone number ending in 6552. 6552. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. This is Ginger.
Hi, Ginger.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you would be able to ask my team. I seem to always be struggling financially. If they could give me any insight as to why.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll just ask them to join us. One moment. Namaste, dear ones. I'm just going to listen for a moment. Now, do you feel that there's something out of kilter with your spending, or that it's a question of not ever bringing in the level that you really need to bring in, the level of income?
It's not being able to bring in the level.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just one moment. They're pointing out several things. You have an expectation for one, which we can see, that the sort of work you do only brings in so much. And you also have an expectation that money doesn't come in other ways. Even though you know it can come in other ways, you need to be a lot more open as far as ways to create passive income, your independent income, ways to look at money differently so that you're not limiting it in your expectations, not limiting how it gets spent and what it needs to be spent on. This is something else very important, because a lot of people don't understand that money, like time, can actually stretch further than one expects. It's not all down to some strict immovable form of mathematics. This is why we say when you give, you're opening the way to receive more. Pardon.
Okay.
Now, do you feel you're giving on a regular basis?
Yes, I do. I always donate. And if, you know, if there's somebody in need or if somebody's holding up a sign, I'm always give from the heart.
Do you feel that it's a bit sporadic, or is it very, is it like clockwork? Every time you get something, you give 10%?
I don't really do the 10% thing. It's, it, you know, it's like if I see somebody or I go to the store, you know, then I'm right there to help.
That sort of giving is absolutely beautiful, and that is helping you. We would encourage that you start doing the 10%. Now, there's several reasons for this. Right now, you've got sort of a cap on how much you can bring in, and your team, this is how your team put it. Giving steadily the same percentage, no matter what you receive, removes that cap energetically. It gives you the feeling that because you're giving from what you receive, the universe is going to give you on a whole higher level. It's just going to notch you up a level. And a lot of that will happen subconsciously. It may not make sense to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind will probably resist it and say, we can't do that. And then you're going to start noticing your money goes further than it did before. You're going to start noticing you're not stressing as much, that you feel better, you feel that you have more. Is it always easy to do? No, it isn't. But once you get into the habit, you won't be struggling with it anymore. Your subconscious will accept this as part of your life. We would say give to the same one or two organizations or persons whom you believe in or who inspire you in some beautiful way. It can be tax deductible or not, that's up to you. But the important thing is to give. And as well, it's a positive thing to give to those who inspire you, in a sense, yes, spiritually, but in the heart, you know, that really you're giving from the heart, but you need to give thanks to those who are giving to you without expecting anything back. That is very, very important. And in that moment, you're opening up your energies to move to that higher level. Now, are you working with affirmations, or have you made clear to your team? Have you got a specific amount, monthly amount in mind that you want to create? This is very important. Don't just leave it up to, I want to create more money. Think in specific terms, because the mind grabs onto that and goes out into the future. Your higher self goes out in the future and starts to create it for you, because it is for your higher good to do well financially. That's all right. Sometimes the higher self will pull one back from that, but your team are indicating that's not what's happening at all. It's there for you. You have to claim it. We would say it's very important right now. If you don't have our Working with Energy meditation, you can learn it, or you know, get the meditation. If you write to our writer, she can send you it, and it should, might be part of this package as well. But you're simply going into the higher planes. We'll just tell you briefly. You're going up that pillar of divine golden light, going into the energetic, the energy planes, where everything is formed from energy before it appears as physical matter in your outer world. And you see coming toward you this beautiful ball of sparkling light. And this is the monthly amount, the monthly income that you are requesting and requiring and commanding forth from the universe. Connect with it, with the line of light from your heart. Decide why. What is this money for? It's for savings, for debt removal, for you know, paying for basic living expenses, for giving to others, for travel, for study. Decide what it's for, and send it light, and see and feel the reality of it, and give thanks for it, and then build identical particles of light into your own being. And make sure, you know, get a sense of where this amount is vibrationally, and work on moving your vibration up higher. If you have to imagine that you're coming up to a higher note on the scale, if someone sort of hit a tuning fork in your ear and you're raising your vibration up to that level. It's very important that you match it, because if you're not a vibrational match to, say, $5 million, and we hand that to you right now, that money will be gone in a year or two, completely gone, without a trace, because you did not, were not vibrating on that level. You didn't match it, so it had to leave your life. So it's never just the money. It's shifting your vibration to accommodate and create the money. So you're bringing your vibration up, and then you're going to just absorb all these bits of sparkling light, all that raw energy you see in front of you. After having build identical particles into your own being. You're now going to draw into you the particles that are in front of you, into every cell. Just see it going into one cell and know that it's gone into every cell. And now it's a part of you. It's in your energy systems. It's a part of your body. It's a part of your mind and emotions. It's not separate from you anymore. So we want you to go around wearing the energy of this, you know, 8,000 or 10,000 a month, whatever it is you want to create. Just go about already feeling that you are earning that. Now, what some people will do, or receiving it doesn't all have to come from earning. It just has to come to you in one way or another, one positive way or another. What some people will do is to begin to tithe from a certain amount that they're asking for, or tithe at a level of the amount of income that they want. Now, that takes a bit more courage, but we would say that that's a beautiful way to sort of co-create with the universe and to let the universe know, this is my new reality. You want symbols of abundance in your home. You know, you want to make it a point of focus and a very high priority, not just something that bothers you and that you think about occasionally. Put the, if you want 8,000 a month, put the words 8,000 a month on a sheet of paper, a little piece of paper, and paste it, you know, on the dashboard of your car where you look at it every time you're driving, or put it on the refrigerator. I am now bringing in 8,000 a month in perfect ways for me, or whatever the amount is. You know what the amount is that you want. Don't make it just what's going to cover your expenses and then a tiny bit more. Be more generous with yourself than that. The universe doesn't really care, doesn't really mind if you want to bring in $500 a month or $500,000. That's fine. The idea is just going to wait until you match it, until you resonate with that amount. And then it can be birthed into your reality outwardly. But until you're wearing that energy as your own, it's going to elude you. So you're going to have to open up thinking a bit, and we're flowing energies to you for that. There are ways in which you can draw in money that you haven't considered yet. You can use the working with energy meditation for that as well. You don't have to know the outer form. You just have to know what's the purpose. What's this going to fulfill, this thing I'm creating? What are the traits or characteristics of it? What's the feeling of it? What's the outcome? You don't have to know how you'll get there. Let the universe work that one out. That's all right. So we're just going to continue to flow those energies to you, dear one. And just let these ideas come to you. Sit down with your team every day and just say, all right, how do I make, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 more a month, or whatever it is that you want to create? How do I create that? How do I create more money? Rather than saying to yourself, I need to make more money. That's a dead end. When you say, how do I create something, everything opens up in front of you. And your whole vibration shifts to one of possibilities, but the potential, whole field of potential, the new realities, rather than closing down and saying, I haven't got what I want, because that only brings you more of the same. So we're just flowing energies to you, dear one, and anyone else who's open to them. And sit down with your team every morning and just demand to know, all right, I'm working with this energetically. I'm writing out the affirmations. I'm speaking them. What do I need to do outwardly, if anything? Show me what that is. And they can pop those ideas into your head, even if you don't hear them. Just tell them to do so. Tell them to lead you to the right thing. And then keep your eyes open. Stay aware. Absolutely. So many blessings, dear one.
Mm. Thank you so much. That was fabulous.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Ginger.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this was not just for Ginger, but this is for anybody and everybody who this resonates with.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
absolutely, so, right.
Yeah. So thank you so much. That was brilliant. Just fabulous. I wanted to take a few moments to talk about the special offer that Caroline has for us today. Because I just looked at the clock and it's like, oh, wow, we're like moving along so quickly, right?
Yes, that is fine. We'll bring our writer back now. And all of these energies, if anyone is open to them, they will continue to flow to support you in your life mission and your life purpose and just experiencing the joy of being your higher self. So we send much love and many blessings, and we are honored to have assisted you this day.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you as well.
Okay, so wonderful. I'm just, let me see here. Let me take a look what we've got. Okay, so this is Caroline. So yep. The first thing on the list is the 30-minute session with the collective. And you can have like two or three or four questions I don't see her. I only have two or three. Sometimes people get in four or five questions, mm-hmm. And they do go over time if needed, so don't worry about that. You can ask questions about anything. It's generally, you know, that 30-minute session is 110, so that's already, you know, what you're paying for the session, for the package is already less than that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we move on to the meditations. These are new, these first four ones. The first one is about speaking with your twin flame. You're going to go into the higher realms, and you're going to, you know, meet with your twin flame in the etheric planes and the soul planes and speak with him or her and connect with them and say, when can we meet? And just hear their wisdom and feel their love and their connection with you. And it's a really lovely journey that I really felt affected by as I was doing it. And then the next two are kind of interesting. They're about forgiving, blessing, and releasing your mother and then your father, the next two meditations. And whoever raised you doesn't have to, if your birth mother didn't raise you, then you would apply it to the grandmother or whoever, you know, whatever, whoever was your maternal caregiver. And you merge with your soul, and then you and the collective and your spirit team are going to work in helping you to bless and release your mother to her higher good, to heal any feelings of, you know, loss or misunderstanding or pain or bitterness or whatever it is that you went through. You're going to finish that soul contract in a really beautiful, peaceful way. And then the same for your connection to your father. Likewise, you go into the soul planes and you merge with your soul there. So you're really coming into this at a very powerful and beautiful level. You're dissolving any old feelings of resentment, you know, misunderstanding, pain, anger between you. You're thanking them for playing the role that they played in your life, even if that wasn't always very pleasant. And you're just sort of understanding, asking to understand the soul agreement that you both came in with, because you've probably known this soul in other lives, and there's a reason why you had the conflicts with them that you did, or that you learned from them and had the beautiful relationship with them that you did. And it just sort of puts you at a place of peace. And the next one's really powerful because you're working with the energy that is the sum total of all the romantic and sexual experiences and connections you've had in this life, whether they were positive or exploitative or kind of idealistic or not fulfilling or whatever they were. You're just working with that, and you're lifting the denser parts of that energy to a much higher level. So you don't have to carry the old feelings of resentment and unfinished business that so many people carry with them in life from past connections that were romantic or sexual or both. And so it's very freeing, and it's very healing as well. And then the next one is a little bit similar, transmuting painful experiences, lifting them into peace and wisdom. And again, you're working with the energy imprints of what you have experienced so that you're going to draw from them the wisdom and the understanding and empowerment you were meant to learn and gain from them without being stuck in the situations themselves, because what the mind does is it keeps repeating memories that keep us mired and keep us sort of feeling really, you know, like, why did that happen? Or why did that person say this or do that? Why didn't I stand up to them? Or whatever it is, the mind can't really handle what happens to us in life. It just gets stuck because it can't revise things that have happened, and it can't make its way to being at peace logically with things that have happened and areas that you feel cheated or resentful about. So this bypasses the mind, and it works with your subconscious. It works with you on a heart level. Becoming your fifth dimensional self, that's similar, because you're at this point you're not transmuting the pain of the past, but you're moving a little bit into, it's, you know, it's the next step. You're starting to experience fifth dimensional living. You see your home in the fifth dimension. You speak to your future self, who is already fifth dimensional. You see what an astounding human being they are, and you're just blending with their personality and their whole outlook. So it's really beautiful, very empowering. Reclaiming your authentic self. Again, you're in the higher dimensions, and you're working with higher beings to release and dissolve the energy blockages and the false self that we all create in order to protect ourselves. Because if we don't create that false self, chances are our family won't love and approve of us, or our society, or our teachers, or what have you. So it's opening up that up and opening and activating the throat chakra and heart chakra. So we can speak our truth from a place of real self-love and reclaim our authentic selves. And the revising your life blueprint is similar to what the collector were talking about with this dear woman who is wanting to shift, you know, how she saw a particular part of her life. You're going into the higher realms to look at your life blueprint, which is a document made of pure light and energy, and you're just going to work on absorbing the higher wisdom of challenges you've been through. But you're going to revise them so you don't have to keep repeating some stuck process, whether it's family or, you know, money issues or life work, whatever it is. You don't have to keep staying in that pattern that you wrote to learn from. You're just going to say, look, you're saying to your team, I'm willing to gain the wisdom and understanding of these experiences, but I'm not going to suffer inside them anymore. So you're going to have to rewrite this with me. And it's a very freeing sort of process. The energy cleansing declaration, you're freeing yourself from past relationships, experiences, commitments. You know, we still have these etheric cords very often, things that they attach us to things and people and experiences that are no longer for your higher good. So that's just a simple prayer of command. That doesn't take long, but it can be really powerful and very helpful. And then the bonus gifts are three chapters from Connections, which is the collector's book on romance and friendship. It's really enlightening. People seem to really love it. And three chapters from Abundance for All, which is an amazing book about money and how it's changing, how money is changing on this planet, and then how we as individuals can shift our abundance patterns to much, much higher levels. So that's it, really.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was quick. But definitely, you know, take... Yeah, exactly. But all those different meditations. And I like that they're really short. I mean, they're not like an hour long. They're like 20 minutes, you know, some of them,
yeah.
You know, maybe even less.
People don't always have time for an hour meditation.
Yeah.
And also, I tell people, they'll say, should I listen to them in any particular order? And I will say, well, you'll feel drawn to certain ones really quickly and instinctively. So do those first, you know, and
yeah.
You can do them two or three times if you want. And they get stronger. The effects get stronger each time you go into it because your energies have already sort of created a pathway for you to accept what's happening. So, it's specifically designed for people who are kind of busy, like most people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, it's perfect. And then don't forget the 30-minute session with Caroline and the collective. And they can do a lot in 30 minutes. So, but it definitely helps to have a few questions ahead of time prepared that you want to ask. You know, so you
can
go through it. So, yeah, but definitely take up this offer if you'd like to work more one-on-one with the collective on your specific issue that you may be having. So the 30-minute sessions plus all those meditations is a great gift that you can gift to yourself. And during the season, but also, you know, doesn't really matter when, anytime to help you to really get through those last lingering blocks that may be in the way, you know, of you really creating the life that you desire, experiencing the life that you desire, having the abundance that you desire in, you know, in your life. So please do take a look at those. and that is available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Caroline14. And the link will be on the replay page and the replay email shortly. I'm just going through really quickly to see if there was anything else that we had that we wanted to talk about today about, you know, raising your vibration and being, becoming your fifth dimensional self. Because there's, you know, like, there's already so much that we did. And, you know, a lot of people, they talk about, you know, working on themselves all the time and raising their vibration all the time and forgetting that it's a journey. And it's also about enjoying life, enjoying the experience of becoming the fifth dimensional self, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And that takes releasing the density and the heaviness, you know, of third dimensional life and how narrow our outlook is, our perspective can be really small and narrow as far as what we think we're capable of. And we also tend to separate ourselves from the universe because we've been taught for thousands of years to think, well, God is out there somewhere, you know, and he probably hates me because I'm so evil, you know. And so we've been disempowered. The things I want are out there somewhere. And the whole idea is to resonate with them and to accept them as already being with us and give thanks for them. And this is why we give also as a way of giving thanks. And it's just, it shifts everything when you stop separating yourself from the thing you want to be or have or experience and stop separating yourself from the universe as if it's adversarial. You are the universe. You're just one beautiful expression of it. So,
it's so interesting how much we separate from everything and then we wonder why we can't have it, right? So
unfortunately, isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
I wonder why it's not there. And it's because we haven't invested in it vibrationally yet, you know. And we created other things in our lives. And I've had to say to myself at certain times in my life, you know, don't panic if this job is they're phasing out your department or whatever and this job isn't going to be available. You created this job, you'll create the next one. And, you know, or you created this sum of money, so you can create another. And just start to show yourself you're already a manifester. You're already an amazing co-creator. It's not out there somewhere floating around. It's who you are already. And when we become conscious of that, you know, that's just this astounding moment where we just decide to stop hesitating. And it's really beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I love what you just said, that, you know, we created this, you know, for example, if we created a certain amount of money, if we created this, we can do that again. You know, it might not look exactly the same way, but we were, you know, we have the capacity to do it again. You know, if we've done it once, we can do it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
and to bring in at least that much or more, but even more joyfully, even more easily.
Yeah. You know? And I love what you said earlier about commanding and calling forth the amount of money, for example, because a lot of people were talking about money, about the amount of money you would like to receive every month, you know. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of times we don't necessarily ask for the money. We're coming from a place of lack and scarcity and needing, but we're not asking for the money to show up in a way that the universe is hearing that. They're just hearing, I don't have, I don't have, I don't have, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's what gets reflected back to us. That's the hologram. We're inside. You know, we're not on the holodeck. And that's what we've punched into the computer. So that's what's coming back to us, which sounds a little, you know, flat and scientific. It's probably a lot more beautiful than that. But that's just one metaphor people find helpful, you know.
Yeah.
But we absolutely, we just sort of close down and decide it's hard to do. And then that makes it hard to do, or it takes 3 months, or it takes 6 months. So then that's why it takes that long.
Yeah, because we decided that's how it's going to be. Yeah.
If we're not specific, the universe doesn't have anything to latch on to. And that's why I always tell people, please, specific sums or specific monthly amounts or specific purposes or you know, traits that you want this object or this job or this new venture to fulfill.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's not just about the paper money. It's about what are you going to get out of it, you know, or what do you want to experience from that? It's because money, it's an energy. It's not just a piece of paper, right? It's an energy. So what energies would you like to experience, right?
Yeah, and then we are open to experiencing it in many ways. Open to experiencing the fulfillment of abundance in many ways, and not only through the money. So it opens up a lot, you know. This is why, you know, saying, I have to have this particular job or I have to have this particular home or outer situation is really narrowing things, because the universe and your higher self know what's best for you, what's going to be best for you a year or 5 years from now, which, you know, you and I have trouble seeing that. So if we just say, I'm looking at these traits, these characteristics, I wanted to fulfill this purpose, then we leave the outer form, we leave that quite open.
Yeah.
And we let the best form come to us in the right way.
Yeah. This or something better, getting out of our own way, getting out of controlling.
Yeah, this is something better. Yeah, exactly. That's a lovely old-fashioned phrase that is really powerful.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is beautiful and so helpful for I know a lot of people. And so I want to thank you so much for being on the show, sharing this beautiful wisdom, sharing all these energies and all the different processes that you shared with us today, you and the collective shared with us today. So thank you for all of that, because there are such simple processes that we can all start to use in our daily lives every day, every morning, so that we can start to really create that shift, you know, because it's an energetic shift as well as a 3D reality shift, right?
Absolutely.
You got to do
it's energetic before it becomes an outer reality shift. Yes, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you for that, you know, confirmation and reaffirming that and just sharing all those beautiful processes. They're so easy. I love it. And thank you, everyone, for your questions as well, whether you were live or on the Q&A. I know we didn't get to everybody. There's just lots of questions. But what the collective and Caroline shared, even if it wasn't your question, you can still use some of those processes and answers and wisdom for you as well. So please do that. And go back and listen to the replay, because like I said, there was a lot of information here, lots of wisdom, lots of processes, lots of energies flowing to all of us if we're willing to receive. Right?
Wonderful.
So yeah.
Thank you so much, Alara. So always so lovely to be on.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you.
Much love and blessings to you too and to the collective. So please thank you. Thank them from us as well.
Of course. Yep. They
say
they're honored to assist.
Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you. Have a great day, afternoon, evening. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.